أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم، وقال المسيح يا بني إسرائيل اعبدوا الله ربي وربكم، إنه من يشرك بالله فقد حرم الله عليه الجنة ومأواه النار، وما للظالمين من أنصار. لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله ثالث ثلاثة، وما من إله إلا إله واحد، وإن لم ينتهوا عما يقولون ليمسن الذين كفروا منهم عذاب أليم. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 72 and 73 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Verses before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been discussing the weaknesses of the Yahud, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the weaknesses of the Nasara, that is the Christians. Allah says, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمُ. Certainly those people have committed kufr who say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Masih ibn Maryam. In other words, the different denominations of the Christians, one believed that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was Allah incarnate on the surface of this earth, that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was Allah Himself, and He had come down onto earth as a mercy unto mankind. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is very categoric about this, that they have committed kufr with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks about Isa alayhi salat wa salam's reality. وَقَالَ الْمَسِيحُ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Al-Masih, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salat wa salam said, O people, O children of Israel, اُعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is my Rabb, and Allah ta'ala is your Rabb. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala diffuses and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala denies the claim of the Christians by the very words of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Then how is it possible then that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be his Rabb and he himself also be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is not possible at all. So there was never a claim from Isa alayhi salatu wassalam of any godliness. There was never a claim of divinity from Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, that he is Allah, he is God. But he continuously said to his people, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is my Rabb, and Allah ta'ala, who is your Rabb. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the consequences of shirk, the consequences of ascribing partners to Allah Rabbul Izzat, whether that partner be a Nabi of Allah, be a favored servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not, or he can be an enemy of Allah ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not tolerate shirk in the least bit, that a person ascribes any partners to Allah ta'ala. Innahu man yushrik billah. Certainly whoever ascribes partners to Allah Rabbul Izzat, فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden Jannah on such a person. Allah ta'ala save us, but there is never going to be Jannah in the life of that person if he left this world without iman. وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ. His abode will be the fire of Jahannam. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ. And there will be no helpers for the sinners. The Christians believe that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam had died for their sins. Isa alayhi salatu wassalam is the salvation, and Isa alayhi salatu wassalam is the savior and would save them. All of that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala denies in this one single ayat. The next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the other denomination of the Christians. Allah says, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثًا. Certainly those people who say Allah is the third of three have committed kufr. Here Allah ta'ala speaks about the Trinity, And the very famous concept of the Trinity is that Allah is one part of divinity. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam constitutes another part, and Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam constitutes the third part, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost concept. There are also some Christians that believe that instead of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, it was the mother, Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, that was the third. They have the differences amongst them, but it is all the same. That here, it does not make sense that Allah is Allah, then Allah is part of Allah. Isa alayhi salatu wassalam is the Nabi, and he is part of the divinity. All of that does not make sense. وَمَا مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ إِلَّا إِلَٰهٌ وَاحِدٌ. There is no ilah, there is no deity, object of worship, except the one, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one object of worship, the one God. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَنْتَهُوا عَمَّا يَقُولُونَ. And if they do not desist from what they are saying, what they believe, لَيَمَسَّنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Then a painful punishment will afflict those who had disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here in these two verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala denies and Allah ta'ala refutes the very basic concepts of Christianity, that Allah ta'ala is one, Allah ta'ala is Allah, and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam is the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We take a very important lesson from this. Our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the best of the mankind, best of the creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah ta'ala had accorded a very high degree to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it only behoves a Muslim to have love and respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But we cannot advance Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam status higher than that which Allah ta'ala had accorded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We cannot attribute any quality that is purely for Allah ta'ala to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We love him, he is the Nabi of Allah ta'ala, he is the last Nabi, he is the best of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is our, in many ways, that he has shown us the way to salvation and the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat, but we cannot ascribe any quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.